They spoke for about 27 hours. The six members of the Conservative Caucus wanted tax incentives for GM's Wentzville plant to be isolated from the governor's other workforce development ideas. Perhaps the most controversial was a deal closing fund to help attract businesses to the state. St. Charles County's Bill Eigel had said there was a possibility of delaying the implementation of the deal closing fund, but Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz said that never really was an option.
Obviously, the governor wanted the full package. I think General Motors was behind the full package. And so if the governor would have came to us and said, hey, he would have been willing to take that deal, we probably would have had a conversation. But we were going to stay and stick with the governor's proposal.
Ultimately, the Senate voted to send the entire workforce development package to Governor Mike Parson's desk. And in exchange for taking up that bill, Senate leaders say the first bill they tackle Wednesday is on abortion. At the state capitol, Jacob Cabiani, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.